This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
95.7 The Game.
God, what a beautiful voice.
He should be
in radio. That is a sultry voice right there.
Defensive coordinator.
Is that what he is?
Essentially.
Well, they don't have those in basketball.
Essentially, he's in charge of the defensive
team. No Robert Saleh.
Shut down Shangoon, Stack.
Is that what we're doing? Thank you, Flem. That's Grandy, the voice of One Mark Grandy, doing a hell of a job today.
Shut down Jalen Green.
In for Joe Shasky. He's fired up. What? You're in the playoffs. You should be fired up, Dub Nation. We just had Dave Fleming on. That guy knows all things, all sports, ESPN, Giants broadcaster. The guy's been doing it all. He says he would be shocked if the Rockets advanced in this series.
Strong take, Dave.
Shocked. Would you be shocked? 888-957-9570. And what's your number one concern heading into this series for the Warriors, Dub Nation? We're going to get to Mike. We're going to get to Adam here in a second. But make sure you are subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky, and occasionally Steven Rizzotto, filling in, have the best Giants talk in the world. What in the world?
I'm a garlic fry and baseball guy sub. I'm locked in.
I guess
I get the notifications.
He didn't say in the galaxy though. So people like on the space station, like they might be better at that. I don't know if Katy Perry's up there doing some Giants pods. I know she was out in space.
She was up there for 10 minutes. Calm down.
She might have done a podcast for 10 minutes.
She had to kiss the ground when she made it back to Earth. You were gone for 10 minutes.
That's an American hero right there, Katy Perry. You watch your mouth. New episodes are coming every week, so make sure you are subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts. Number one concern. If I was to say to you, Mark, your number one concern for the Dubs heading into this series is what?
You don't get enough scoring from the role players.
Mm.
Moses Moody's shot is, he doesn't find it. I think that's my number one concern. I have more confidence in Pajemski than I do Moody, but you can kind of put them in the same bucket. You could also throw Hield in there. Draymond, I guess, although you know that he's going to impact you positively on the other end of the floor, and even if he's not hitting shots, just what he does to help Steph makes him a positive offensively as well. But like what happened on Tuesday versus the Grizzlies, Steph and Jimmy combined for 75. There might be a game in this series where they do that. And they by themselves might win you a game, maybe two in a seven-game series. But in order to win a playoff series, you're going to need Pajemski to average close to 15. You're going to need Moody to get you 12 points a game. You're going to need Hield to make a couple of threes. So my number one concern is you're not going to get enough support offensively from the others. I'm not that worried about in this series specifically. It could impact down the road, but this series specifically, the physicality or the Warriors' energy level, I'm not that worried. Jimmy Butler is just on a different planet when it comes to postseason. He played 48 minutes versus the Clippers, took a Kawhi Leonard flying knee to the thigh, was limping around postgame, and then just said, yeah, I'll play domino, drink some coffee, I'll be good. And then he was...
Go home, play some dominoes, drink some coffee. That'll help it feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And then he played, what, 40-plus minutes on Tuesday?
He did.
2 days later after 1 day off and scored 38 points? I'm not worried about the physicality and the Warriors being smaller than the Rockets and, you know, the Warriors being a 37-year-old Steph, 35-year-old Jimmy and Dre, and them being tired. I'm just worried about the others, the shooting of Moody and Pajemski specifically, not being enough to support the big three.
My number one concern, and we're doing number one concerns here for the Warriors heading into this series against the Houston Rockets, 888-957-9570. Health of Stephen Curry right now.
That's your number one concern.
It's heading into the series and potentially coming out of the series. His health and status is going to be what? There's a lot of wear and tear on this guy. He's had a deal with a tumultuous season thus far, getting Jimmy Butler, getting away, Andrew Wiggins getting traded away. There's been a lot on his plate mentally, physically, all of it. And the weight of an entire franchise and fan base is on his shoulders. This team is only going to go as far as Stephen Curry will take them. I think a lot of people take it for granted. I do not. He has been incredible. How is he going to be able to attack this defense that is going to be hounding him? That is my biggest concern heading into this. It's not that he can't do it. It's that what are they going to do to try to rough him up, per se? I don't know what Dylan Brooks is going to do. He's going to do something dirty to him. I know that. And there's going to be at some point in this series, he's going to go after Stephen Curry, and that is concerning for me if I'm a Warriors fan. Some knuckleheadness, buffoonery, I don't know what he's going to do, but they're going to do something. Ime Udoka is going to be talking his talk. They're going to try to beat him down physically, and his status is my number one concern in this series. I know what he can do when he's healthy, but they're going to try to take that health away from him. I know that.
That's not new, though. That's been the strategy for Steph for a long time.
But this Rockets team's different. Lakers aren't trying to do that. The Timberwolves aren't trying to do that. Oklahoma City, the Rockets are going to try to beat him down physically. That's what they're going to, that's their bread and butter. That's from the head coach specifically.
There are certain teams that are more capable of doing that than others.
They're the most capable.
But this is not new to Steph.
He hasn't been 37 years old, Mark. He is 37.
They look pretty damn good to me.
This is different. This isn't the Memphis Grizzlies who, you know what, God love them. They're not the Grindhouse. There's not Zebo, Tony Allen. It's Marc Gasol. That's not that team anymore. Mike Conley.
Yeah, but the son of the greatest defender of all time, Scottie Pippen Jr., was harassing him, grabbing him off the ball.
I actually liked his game. I know the box score is kind of all over the place. I thought he showed up pretty damn well in that series. And Zach Edey, they have some young talent there in Memphis. But overall, they're not the Houston Rockets. They're not.
I think we're overreacting to what Houston did to Steph the last time they played. 1 for 10 from the field, 3 points. I hear you. It was not great. Houston did an awesome job, and that was an important Warrior game. But you also have to remember, one, what the Warriors were coming off, which was 5 straight wins, including wins over the Grizzlies, the Lakers, and the Nuggets.
I remember.
Those 3 games over the course of 4 days.
They had a day off between that. Let's not act like they didn't have 24 hours to rest.
Yes.
And also, it was a night game after that.
Yes.
Let's not act like that.
I'm not.
Like, come on.
I'm not, but.
Get a sauna.
Warriors, okay, the mistake was losing to the Spurs. The Warriors felt they could lose that game to the Rockets. Not that they weren't trying for it, but you're not putting a game plan in for that Houston game when you don't absolutely need it and when you feel like you've got a Houston series potentially down the road. You give Steve Kerr and this coaching staff an opportunity to game plan for that Houston defense. You know they're going to be grabbing Steph off the ball. You know they're going to be doing every trick in the book, which teams have already tried versus Steph for years.
I don't think anyone else in the playoffs, I know we're all kind of like, it's Fleming said it, Dave Fleming, who joined us, voice of the Giants, knows all thing Bay Area sports. He was saying he doesn't think, the Rockets, he thinks that was the worst matchup possibly for them. You know, in a way, like, I think any team the Rockets would have played probably, other than maybe like the Grizzlies or something, outside of them, like, they were going to be the underdogs in almost all of them. I truly believe that. I think if you looked at the Lakers, if you looked at the T-Wolves, you looked at the Nuggets, the Clippers, I think all those teams would have been favored over them. So I do think they're relishing the opportunity to try to end the Warriors and Stephen Curry and this Jimmy Butler.
Of course they are.
No.
They hate the Warriors.
Exactly. But I do think they have the most physical talent top to bottom with size, strength, and athleticism. Not shooting the ball. Let's get that clear. Not shooting the ball, which ultimately is the goal of the game, to get the ball in the hoop. They do not do that very well compared to the other teams. But defensively, I do think they might be the best team in the Western Conference, and they're going to go up against the same. I do think they're going to take a pound of flesh in this series. Let's go to the calls, though, Mark. They've been hanging on tight. Let's go to Mike in San Francisco. Mike, your biggest concern for the Warriors heading into the series. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller, but long-time listener.
Love it.
I really enjoy the show. Hey, I agree with Mark. I think it's the role players scoring that's the biggest thing here. I mean, we've seen it again and again in big games. Teams know how to suffocate Curry. And they're going to do that, and they're going to be mauling him off the ball. So we know our game plan is going to be top-notch defense. I have no concerns about our defense. My concern is that, you know, even when Butler's hot, he goes to the hole and he kicks it back more than half the time. And when Curry gets trapped, he needs somewhere to go, and those role players need to capitalize. And I saw way too much hesitation the last couple of games from all of the role players. So those guys need to step up if we're going to win.
That's Mike in San Francisco. He's saying the role players need to step up. He was talking about the suffocating defense. It sounded like his phone was suffocating him. Hope you're okay.
Yeah, his connection needs to step up.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough. But hey, he agrees with Mark. He says, you know, the role players and scoring. Ultimately, it's baked into the equation. Your big boys have to perform and step up. I think we're all kind of like saying they will. And it's the others, right? That Shaq likes to say on Inside the NBA on TNT. The others stepping up, because that's how, you know, the Boston Celtics won last year. Yes, it was Jaylen Brown. Yes, it was Jason Tatum. But it was all the other guys stepping up.
Drew Holiday and Derek White.
Peyton Pritchard, right? Al Horford at times. Old man Al Horford. So, yeah, there's going to be some moments in some games. And you mentioned, I think, Lonnie Walker earlier in the show. Like, that was the difference of the series. One of their guys stepped up, and one of your guys.
Freaking Walker.
Right?
Kane's legend.
But he was in Lithuania last year.
He's back in the league now. Show some respect. All right. What's wrong with Lithuania? Didn't the Valkyries just draft someone from Lithuania?
Yeah. Yusté Jocite.
There you go. Come on. Let's go. That was much better pronunciation.
Say that again.
Yeah. Yusté Jocite. At least that's how the WNBA commissioner pronounced it. Okay. So I'm going with that.
Okay. Yeah. It's not like commissioners have been known to butcher things. Shout out to
that happens.
Roger Goodell. Roger, by the way, 1 week. 1 week till the NFL draft.
Yusté Jocite, Lithuanian guard, the newest Valkyrie.
I was going to say, is that going to be the newest offensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers? This is going to go player X. But it would be so Shanahan real quick to just draft some player that was projected to be like in the second or third round and be like, what are we doing?
Possibly. Another kicker.
They're going D-line. D-line 11th overall.
Draft
or they're going to trade back.
Ashton Gentry's falling and they're going to draft him.
Absolutely not. If they draft Ashton Gentry, I will walk out of the station.
And then what? And
you never come back.
Never come back.
Walk into the fog.
He's going to go to Chipotle down the street.
I'm just going
to
jump in the bay and swim as far as I can.
You and Dan Devone both. The polar bears.
It's
there
a beautiful
go.
Day out there.
It is.
No, it's not. It's foggy. By the way, we just had Dave Fleming join us. Adam in San Francisco, San Jose, Alan SF. We'll get to you in a second. Biggest concern heading into the series against the Rockets is what for the Warriors? 888-957-9570. By the way, you can call or text in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Dave Fleming would be shocked if the Rockets advanced.
They're going to beat the Rockets. The experience level of Curry and Butler and Draymond Green. Rockets are talented. Rockets are good. Rockets are athletic. Bad break, I think, for Houston to have the Warriors fall into that seventh slot. OKC would have been a whole different thing, I think, if they had to match up with them in that first round. I think the fact that they won that game the other night and avoided that matchup, I really feel strongly that the experience of the Warriors in a best of seven will prevail. After that, then, you know, I'll be less certain. But the Rockets are really good. I just think this early in the playoffs, it's very hard for, I would be shocked if the Rockets aren't playing in the next round after this.
Wow, there you go. He'd be shocked.
I think he misspoke because he said he'd be shocked if they're not playing. Yeah, but he meant he'd be shocked if they were playing.
I just realized that at the end there. But we knew what he was saying. Yeah. But, of course, he means he'd be shocked if the Rockets were playing in the next round. 888-957-9570. Let's go to the phones. Adam, San Jose, your biggest concern for the Warriors against the Rockets is what?
Good morning. My biggest concern is a little different than your guys's and other callers, but I'm concerned about whether or not they're going to be able to control their temper. From Ime Udoka to Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green, and even Fred VanVleet, they really know how to get under our skin, and I think that really showed in the last game. Udoka really pushes their guy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's to be able to annoy and get under our skin. Şengün is really good at doing that and getting Draymond in foul trouble, which causes Draymond to argue with the refs and get a technical. In general, anytime Draymond gets beat on a play by a younger player, it makes him crash out and pick up technical fouls and sometimes even get kicked out of the game. If he gets thrown out at any point in this series, I don't think we have a chance against Houston's size. So just really being able to control ourselves and play cool, calm, and collectively, and we should be able to take care of business.
All right, that's Adam in San Jose saying it all comes back to the mentals, Mark. You got to stay poised, stay composed. And I think, like Dave Fleming alluded to, they got the experience here. They've all been to finals. Like Jimmy Butler has been to two NBA finals, albeit one in the bubble, but still he's taken as the best player on the team, two teams to the NBA finals. These guys know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That was a regular season matchup. But again, Draymond in the postseason, we've seen it. Cooler heads don't prevail for him sometimes.
I hear Adam. I think generally where the Warriors get into trouble in moments like that is when a game is already going poorly.
Mm.
Like Memphis 2022, what was that? Game
one, I think.
Game one?
I think so.
Yeah. Where Warriors, no, they won game, although they still won that game.
I think they did.
But there was also the game where they got blown out, whether that was game five, I think.
Yeah, might have been, right?
And they're maybe like, it was in game two after the Warriors. And they were chanting, throw him out, and Draymond was like clapping along with the crowd about it.
Okay.
The Warriors were down by like 20 or 30 at that point. The game's over. Like, that is one thing. I think where the Warriors have the edge is in the close games, in the competitive games, just coming down to the wire. Warriors have the experience and they have the ability to like, all right, we know what to do here. We've been through this. We can do this again. That's when I think the Rockets get tight and maybe not necessarily like lose their composure and get somebody thrown out or suspended or something, but just shrivel up, make a mistake, a back-breaking mistake, commit a turnover, commit a stupid foul on a Steph three-pointer. He gets a four-point play. The momentum completely gone. Warriors use that to win a game. I think that is where the Warriors have the major edge. I'm not really that worried about Draymond losing his cool in a really, really, really important moment. I know that there have been moments of that in the past, but he's done a really good job of that this year.
Yes.
He really has.
That Rockets game, though.
They did get to him.
Yeah, they did
get to him.
Sengun specifically.
But I think in a playoff environment, it's different. And I think that's where the Warriors do have an edge. I would not be surprised if Draymond gets ejected from a game this series. I just think it would happen in Houston when the Warriors are down by 20 in a fourth quarter. Like, I'm not surprised if the Warriors lose a game in Houston by 20.
Yeah,
like,
they might. They might lose this game on Sunday by 20. I don't know.
And if they win game one, they're probably going to lose game two by like 20.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
That's what happens to these older teams.
You get game one on the road, and then you're just like, all right, like we're still going to go for game two, but we don't need to win it like our backs are against the wall because you've taken home court back and you go back home 1-1. That has happened to the Warriors in the past. Like, you get blown out in a game and you still win the series in six.
Correct. That happens.
One game is one game.
Absolutely. It happened in the Kings series of times. It happened in the Lakers series of time for both teams. So, yes, absolutely, that is a fact. Don't overreact after one game. And Warriors fans know this. You've been down this road before. Like, you guys are seasoned vets and all this. Steve Kerr's lost one Western Conference series in his career as a head coach. Again, I don't know as a player, but as a head coach, he's lost one Western Conference series as a coach in this Warriors team, and it's insane to think about all the people doubting him still. And I'm not doubting him. You're not doubting him. I know we had some callers not doubt. BPA was giving him his flowers. If Brian's giving you your flowers, you got to take them. Shout out Miley Cyrus. I should have, I could buy myself flowers. I was going to do Bruno Mars. I should have bought you flowers, but Miley Cyrus, I could buy my own flowers. There you go.
You're
a Miley Cyrus fan?
Oh, yeah, of course. I wanted the Warriors at Chase to play Bruno Mars, whatever that song is. Like,
I'll catch a grenade for you. There you go.
Whenever Ja made a bucket.
I'll throw a grenade for you is the Ja Morant version. Yeah, he didn't do that at all, did he?
Catch a grenade for you.
You were there. Did he throw a grenade at all?
No, he did not.
He didn't.
He have said apparently post-game that he didn't want to do it because of, quote, all the eyes on him.
But all the other...
As if that's new. I don't know, so I don't know.
Well, this was a primetime one. Maybe not a lot of people are watching the Memphis Grizzlies basketball when it's not a primetime game, to his point. I was really hoping it
out in the play-in game versus Clay. Come on, Ja!
When Steph hit that second three-pointer to put them up with 55 seconds or a minute to go, whatever, minute 05, when he went to the corner and did like shimmies and like yelling at the crowd, I was hoping he'd toss a grenade out there. I know Steph is the family man. He wasn't going to do it, but damn it, I really wanted him to. I would have loved it. Go full heel. Why not? Go full heel.
He's leaning into that, Steph. He's leaning into being the villain. I love it.
Good. He should. Al's in San Francisco wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Biggest concern heading into this series is what? Good morning, Al.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thank you for getting me on here. My biggest concern would probably be the size with, Adams and also Morey and...
Sengun. Yeah.
Sengun, going in there. We have to remember, they had Edie and Jackson also in Memphis, and we kind of handled it pretty good, but Edie's a rookie, so we know what that means. Adams more, a better player than him. But Jamari when he's in there, that size. And I think what Kerr has to probably play is probably Kuminga and JTD. Put those guys. We have the size, but they got to use them, because if Paz and Moody does not, you know, they're open, but if they're not doing what they're, you know, scoring, I would say go to Kuminga and JTD to put in at a size to bulk up with them. And the pick and roll should happen, but don't let Curry get stuck on a double team while they just stand around and Curry try to dribble himself out. I've seen it too many times where Curry get caught up and they steal the ball from him as he try to dribble out a double team. When you see Curry getting double teamed, those guys have to get open so Curry can pass him the ball instead of standing around and see if Curry can get out of it. But the size, that's what matters to me. I think Kuminga and JTD can help with the size coming in. Looney, you know, he helped too, but, you know, I'd rather have JTD in there, Kuminga, with the size. Thank you.
The great Jackson Trace Davis.
Not just a double down or a triple down, a quadruple down.
JTD, he meant TJD. We were letting Al cook. That's all right. We know what he meant, but he wants to see.
I mean, he hasn't played a lot. I don't remember his name either.
Yeah, well, he hasn't. Trace Jackson Davis. Are we going to see some Trace Jackson Davis at any points in this series?
Only if someone gets in major foul trouble or in a blowout.
You know, we might.
Good teammate, though.
It's a great teammate.
Draymond shouted him out on Tuesday.
He certainly did. He gave up his seat for Quentin Post, and apparently there's not enough seats for the players these days. What are we doing here at Chase Center? Come on, get these guys some seats.
Yeah,
let them sit.
It's just common practice that the rookies have to sit on the ground, the hardwood floor. Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. They have towels and blankets and stuff.
I mean, you know,
you can stretch out.
Hey, if it means that the Warriors get to sell a couple more courtside tickets and that means Joe Lacob is more willing to cash out the big bucks to bring in some big talent, so be it. Quentin Post, take a seat on the bench. I mean, on the floor.
Yes, those three seats that were given to fans is really going to make the difference.
That's the difference between Jimmy Butler being here and not being here. It's those three seats basically paying for his salary.
Thank you. You rookies, what a great sacrifice.
E40 needs those seats.
Let's go to Dave in Fremont. Dave, save me here. I see it says this. You have a player that's going to be an X factor in this series. Good morning. It's Spadoni and Grandy. Who's that X factor for you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen. I think he's going to need to be an X factor, and that's Kevon Looney. The length and athleticism of the Rockets is something that's obviously we've all been talking about is going to be a concern, right? Best way I feel like you need to combat that, control the paint and control the boards. Don't let the Rockets get any second chance points, those offensive rebounds. And we need Windex Looney. I know the common theme is to say, well, you know, we need Kuminga, and I think we need Kuminga too, because, you know, if Steph's getting guarded and Jimmy Butler's not shooting the ball great, who's our third option? It's not going to be Draymond Green. You know what I mean? So we need that offense, but I really think that where the X factor in this series could be is if, you know, Kevon Looney comes in with his, you know, his Windex and controls those boards and just stays out of foul trouble, and that can help us with our getting out in transition to kick out and things like that. So I think like little things like that could be what makes a series either go one way or the other. So terrific job today, guys. And appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, Dave and Fremont.
Thanks,
good
Dave.
Call there. He wants the Windex factor of Kevon Windex Looney.
That
was Schleprock who gave him that nickname way back once upon a time. That might have been last year, actually, not way back, but there you go.
The 2022 run.
2022.
I think it was after that game six he had against the Grizzlies is when he came along with that nickname.
He was so good in the
22 rebounds
playoffs.
In that game.
Yeah. I think it was 2023 against the Kings when he had like 20 rebounds against Sabonis.
He was also great in that then. Series.
He was incredible.
Playoff Looney, man.
The thing. Charm and soft.
You dislike for... A lot of hatred for a team that's not doing anything. It's Sabonis studio, other than being
he's just not a winning player.
Well, congrats. Shoulder.
Congrats. You can set all the double-double records you want. You get to the playoffs and then perform, DeMontis.
I'm just letting you know, the Kings are so far off my radar, I don't even think about DeMontis Sabonis. Clearly, he has energy up in your dome, though.
Well, they just played last night, and he absolutely crapped the bed.
They did, but you know what? Credit Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson, baby. I got the call.
Sanchez, two triples, Thompson with his fourth. Wait.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Thompson catching fire back here.
Back here, wherever that was, back at the Golden 1 Center.
Shout out Dave Pasch, ESPN.
Thank you. Also, Clay, after the game, sound courtesy of ESPN, talking about the motions of coming back to the same building just a year later in a building in which he went 0-10 as a Golden State Warrior in his final game. He exercised at least some demons yesterday.
Well, it's a lot of emotion, so I thought I did a good job tonight of not forcing it. You know, human nature, when you have a season on a sour note like that, you want to come out here and prove people wrong, but I thought I did a good job to start the game, trying to dish, rebound, play defense, and the shots came to me after that.
There you go. As the Dallas Mavericks will now play the Memphis Grizzlies on Friday in Memphis. Real quick, how do you handicap that one? Who do you think wins?
Dallas.
Yeah. Wow. You think Anthony Davis is the key to that one?
Yeah. I think Dallas's defense is going to suffocate the Grizz. Grizz have a really good offense, but I think the Dallas defense is good enough, and I don't think the Mavs are kind of offensively challenged without Kyrie and obviously without Luka. They need Klay to hit some shots from the outside, but Memphis also has just one of the worst defenses in basketball. Oh my God, they're so bad defensively. So I think Dallas can do enough on offense, and their defense matches up pretty good.
There. God bless JJJ. Thank you. And Zach Edey trying to guard Anthony Davis. That is a mismatch and a half right there. And honestly, it sucks that Kyrie's hurt because I do think we would have had a legitimate series had he stayed healthy. The Mavericks and OKC, that would have been a legit series. I was like, I don't know.
We can make fun of Nico Harrison for making that trade, and he deserves to be made fun of for it. At the very least, for not getting more for Luka.
Hilarious.
Like one first round pick. Are you joking? But okay, we can.
One of the worst trades ever.
Yes. We can, even if Luka like isn't who we think he's going to be, still a terrible trade because you could have gotten so much more for him. Whatever. There is like a relatively easy path to see the Mavs being a problem this year if they were healthy.
Right.
Like if Kyrie was like really good defensive team.
Yep.
And then you got Kyrie playing with AD and Klay. Like that could have been a pretty good team. They just, everything that could have went wrong for them. And it sucks for them, but they're still a decent team even without Kyrie. Like, it's not going to be easy for Memphis.
It's almost kind of the inverse of what happened to the Warriors at the deadline. Like the Dallas Mavericks, like we were still talking about them as like, I know I think we were a play-in team at the time, but we were talking about them like, hey, they were just in the NBA finals last year. We're not sleeping on that duo of Luka and Kyrie. They just showed us what they could do. And then all of a sudden, the trade deadline happens and they plummet. The injury, obviously, the ACL for Kyrie, huge part of that. The adductor.
Also got rid of Quentin Grimes, who now scores 40 points every time he takes the floor.
Well, did it against the Warriors, didn't he? When Jimmy Butler was out that game with back spasms, one of the losses that you're looking back on, and it's like, man.
They just won that game.
What if you won that game? The Hawks, the Heat, right? But again,
Spurs.
It all worked out in the end because you got the Rockets, and I don't know if you thought this. Shasky was trying to talk himself into during that weekend when everything was leading up to the Blazers and then the Clippers game, but he was trying to say, no, I want the Lakers in round one. This is going to be perfect. This is great. I was like, yeah, no, you don't. Like, you're just talking yourself into that.
I don't want the Lakers whistle. That's what I'm scared
of. That's exactly what he says. Like, I don't care about the whistle. I was like, well, you shouldn't, because the Warriors have been getting whistles since Jimmy Butler, so it really doesn't. They got more whistles in that game against the Lakers.
When you put the Warriors up against LeBron and Luka, those foul baiters.
There you go.
Come on.
Jimmy Butler online. Real quick, foul baiting. He was laughing at the free throw line the other game.
Look, it is a skill that the Warriors have lacked for a decade. I am so glad they have someone who is able. It's a skill. You have to learn how to do it. You have to be willing to do it. It's also not the most physically easy thing to do. The Warriors having someone who does a little bit of that makes them a lot better.
They kind of
shied away from that.
They needed kind of a guy, and I know he's been labeled as unselfish, but they needed kind of a selfish ISO guy just like this. That's why I was saying, you know, before they made the trade, I was actually talking to Shasky. We have the sound. I was like, you know, Jimmy Butler would be a good fit on this team. Like, I know you're all in on Kevin. It was at the time. It wasn't my job.
You're right. There you go.
I was, and Shasky's been giving me credit, and I was right.
Victory lapping a little bit.
Thank you. But, you know, he was saying, like, I don't think he's a good leader. I think he's a phony. I think he's all this. I love you, Joe, and I'm not crushing you here or anything. But I think a lot of Warriors fans felt that way. There was a lot of concern there. And then, obviously, you dangle Kevin Durant out there, and you thought you were close to getting him. They felt it was disappointing. That's like, man, you went from KD to Jimmy Butler. He's like, I don't know. And I was talking him into it. I was like, no, dude, like, Jimmy's been the best player on two teams that have made finals runs. Like,
who was the second best player on those teams?
Exactly.
Bam.
Bam. Without a doubt.
Bam's good. I like Bam.
He's solid, but he's not like a number. He's not a number two on a championship.
Duncan Robinson.
Exactly. Tyler Hero. Right.
He was hurt for one of the runs.
Right. And the second one, because the first run it was the bubble run, and that's where he kind of made a name.
First
for himself.
Run, you know, was on that team.
Andre Iguodala, who people have likened to. A lot of Warriors fans see a lot of Iggy and Jimmy Butler. I think Jimmy Butler's one-on-one offensive game much better than Iguodala's. But I can see the IQ obviously being there. Like Jimmy Butler, the IQ, shout out Dale LeGuru Johnson, 143. The IQ of Jimmy Butler is equal to that of Guru in real life when it comes to basketball. He's been, that's another aspect of this as we talk about the series and the team IQ. Like, name me a team that you think has more basketball IQ collectively from the head coach on than this Golden State Warriors team. Let's stick it to the West.
Ugh.
Who?
Basketball IQ.
Clippers, maybe, because of the experience of Kawhi, Harden. Do you think that's not fair.
We're talking purely about basketball
IQ.
Like,
I was going
to
say.
There's different conversations here.
That was not fair of me to say, because I was about to say I don't think of James Harden as a high IQ player, but the guy's been an MVP. He's an unbelievable player. Like, I don't think of him as an IQ facilitator the way like a traditional point guard is. Is that fair to say? I think Kawhi Leonard has a very high IQ, a basketball IQ, and defensively as a two-way player, he like intercepts a lot of passes and he thinks of plays three steps ahead, if you will. But I think of Jimmy and Draymond in particular. I don't think there's a better duo team IQ wise than those two.
Yeah,
right?
Probably not a better duo.
Yeah,
there might be like Draymond is up there in terms of the smartest basketball players in the world.
And I'm going to say both ways too when it comes to those guys, offensive and defensive, and then being a facilitator. Draymond's an elite facilitator, scoring whatever. Because I think you could argue maybe LeBron and Luka offensively as distributors, but defensively, they don't come close to Draymond and Jimmy.
LeBron is an amazing, smart basketball player. Yeah. And one of the smartest players. Like, he's so underrated as just a basketball mind because he's so athletically gifted and great at everything, but he's an amazing basketball mind.
Defensively, it's not there anymore for him.
Not anymore, but the smartness is still there.
Sure, yes.
Jokic IQ is great off the charts,
but I don't know if there's another player on that team.
Probably not.
Yeah.
You might say Jokic may be the smartest basketball player in the NBA right now.
Well, maybe history. People have said he might be a savant.
But in terms of, duos, I'm not sure there's many more than Draymond and Jimmy in terms of basketball smarts.
Do you know what else I feel smarter with? It's Fast Five.
Ooh.
I feel smart when I do that. I put you on the spot there, Steven. I threw it right to you. There you go. A little late. It's okay. We'll allow it. Gotta be honest, this show has flown by. Mark Grandy is my final thought.
Is this 4 hours?
Mark Grandy, let's give it up.
Let's do four more. Stoudy and Goo, go home.
Let's go.
Four more.
I know. 4 more years. No, we won't do that. Don't worry. Just come on. A lot of great hosts here at the station. But seriously, great job, Grandy. That was fun. That was a blast. And we'll do it again soon. That was our first time Grandy and I have ever spoken on the air together, by the way. So there you go.
Let's go.
It must be a Paizan thing. We got Rosetta back there.
We got a connection.
I don't know. Giddings is back there now. Thumbs up. Is he Italian at all? Anyone in the genealogy? Whoa! he shook his head like he was
in disgust.
He was in disgust right there. Is that a Houston Astros hat? It looks like it.
Colorado Rockies, all-star game.
I'm kidding. He hates the Astros. It is a Colorado Astros hat. What is your final thought today, Mark?
My final thought is, I get the concern with Steph in this series. I get it. His tailbone, his thumb, he's 37 years old.
My butt hurts.
Amen Thompson is physical. Do we know who we're talking about here? It's Steph freaking Curry, all right? You know what he's done his last two fourth quarters, Spadone? 33 points. 9 for 14 from the field, 6 for 7 from downtown. Steph is not my concern at all in this series. Okay. Game one, Steph scoring 30 or more.
Real quick,
book it.
I said health. I didn't say his play. I said his health is my concern. Let's keep it a buck, but I hear you.
I ain't concerned. Steph on a bum knee, bum back, bum tailbone, bum knee. It don't matter.
His bum in general. His bum. Shout out Tom Green. My bum is on your face.
Steph's got us.
You guys don't even get the reference. TRL, Total Request Live. Go ahead. What do you got, Sam?
TRL, I haven't heard those letters since like 2003.
Carson Daly, look it up.
My final thought is, man, what a statement the Giants are making on the East Coast this past week. Take it 2-3 in the Bronx, and now as Evan leaves because we talk Giants. And now they have a chance to take 3 of 4 in Philly this early in the year. Like, this is how you set the tone for the rest of the season. Just love what we're seeing. And I love what Dave Fleming said earlier today. The Giants got, like, multiple anchors for now and in the future. Man, that is what makes me feel good about the Giants right now.
There you go.
Garlic Fries and Baseball, guys. New episode later today.
Risotto.
So when I don't have a Fast Five, I go to like whatever national holiday it is today.
I have a nickname for you real quick. I said it's the Wizard of Oz. Because Risotto, like you're the wizard, the Rizzard.
I dig that.
Not the Rizzler. Shout out to Rizzler, my guy, who Shasky like wants to berate for some reason. He's great. I want him on the show in studio.
Shasky
if you can.
Wants to berate someone? That's someone like him. Love.
The Rizzler's my guy. I'm doing a little face thing right
here.
He's
your guy.
Yeah, he's Paizan. Let's go.
If we get the Rizzler and like the Costco guys in here, then I want to work that day.
Let's go. Sorry, I cut you off. What's your final thought?
I always look to see what national day it is. Today's National High Five Day. And as you guys know, there's a little bit of a sports twist as Grandy and Spadoni hit the high five. Dusty Baker is arguably, according to some account, he is the creator of the high five, at least publicly. Now, this obviously is in dispute by apparently Joe Spadoni, but Dusty
Baker.
Because
humans have been around for like thousands and hundreds of thousands of years. You don't think we've been high-fiving for that long?
You know what? You never know. Maybe they just did that and they figured it was a good idea.
There's a caveman rolling over in his cave, 1,000 feet under, saying, I invented that, and it's on a cave somewhere. Don't they have the Egyptian hieroglyphics of them like high-fiving? Come on, man.
They're just touching their hands together.
That's a high-five.
Nah.
Yes.
Maybe they went to go shake hands and then they realized that maybe that felt better. I don't know. I'm not in Dusty Baker's head.
After they discovered fire, like, we just discovered fire, then they did a high five and just didn't even realize what they had also created.
You think Steph and Ime Udoka are going to give each other high fives during any point of this
series? They're going to be chippy. So many great playoff memories in Houston. Remember Steph, Chris Paul, Kick me off the court again. So kick me off the court again.
When I think of Chris Paul, I think of him pretend laughing at Steve Kerr and then just doing a serious face, the meme. It's all time. Speaking of Chippy, maybe Steiny and Guru will be Chippy coming up next. That was Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Guru are next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.